Former Husker national champion, Matt Verzel.
If we have to throw hands, I am totally down.
Now, this will be hard for some people to swallow. You know you're looking at a
window. Former Husker national champion, Matt Verzel.
It's that guy that's staring back at me, looking through my soul, saying, I'm your dude.
Matt Verzel, former Husker national champion.
I know this is your bang zone. I know this is where you get down.
And they are deep and thick.
Please, God, give me one of those fat guys.
Big Papa Verz, let's bring him in.
Probably the most fun you'll have with your clothes on.
We're going to get in the lab and bust one out. You try to get too cute with your packages. It still feels hard when you touch it.
Now you've got a bunch of fat midgets that want to hurt people.
Matt Verzel.
And there's no better feeling in the world when you are face to face with another grown man and you can drive him and you end up laying on top of him.
Hey, man, I'm a weirdo. I know it. I admit it. That's how I have to get down.
Back on the up and up. So hate on, but guess
what? I feel like I can. We didn't have near enough testosterone or manliness on this show, and now I can just feel it increasing right now. What's up, Burrs? How are you, man?
What's up, bud? How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I guess, what do you think that, I know you and Gary talked this morning, what do you think the time, what do things look like now? Season officially over for 10 miles in Nebraska basketball. What are you anticipating now for this week in terms of what's next with how this whole thing plays out?
I'm kind of surprised it's not over.
Right.
Like, I thought, it's going to be land, everybody head over to the facility, came to get to the facility, swing up to my office. And have,
have the talk.
Rip off the Band-Aid and be done.
Uh-huh.
It's one of those deals. So I don't have any. The part that's hard is that he's a good human being.
Great guy.
And sometimes good human beings just don't, it doesn't translate on the court, right? Nothing against Tim Miles as the person. It's just Tim Miles as the coach not working.
I like Doc Sadler, too. You know what I mean? Like, Doc's a great dude. I mean, Mike Riley's a nice guy. I mean, it's like, we're not in the business of who's a good guy and a nice guy. You're in the business of trying to win. And unfortunately, someone emailed me and said, do you think Tim Miles deserves to be fired? And I just said, listen, I think if you would have went up to Tim Miles 7 years ago and said, hey, Tim, in 7 years, you're going to go to one NCAA tournament. You're not going to win an NCAA tournament game. You're going to go to two NITs. You're going to win one NIT game. You're going to have consistent finishes at the bottom of the Big Ten, and you're going to have a record a little above 500. I think he would have said, yeah, my job's probably in trouble.
Yeah, and it's, you and I were texting back and forth trying to figure out, fill it in and stuff.
Right.
And it put me in such an awful conundrum because I was like, well, I want the guys to win. But I also want this thing over because the longer it sits out there, it drifts. So it's a terrible spot to be. I'm like, okay, if Nebraska wins, it's great. You get to play crazy. It's going to be a super fun game. The CHI is going to be packed. It's going to be lively. There's probably going to be, a couple hands thrown outside if it goes one team's wrong way. But the realist thing is like, listen, get it over and get the new guy in and let's get it moving because it's, tick-tock.
Sure.
So it was just such a weird spot to be in. To sit on the outside and look. But you'd wish it was. If Moose hadn't have made the statement 45 minutes after the Big Ten championship game, like that just feels so odd to me.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, hey, be quiet. Let it happen. Let it play out. Let him go have a run and go from there. Now, is it still going to leak? Yes. Because
that's the way life is now.
College organizations are the biggest sieves of information ever. And you just sometimes it's like, hey, just let it all play out organic, let it all happen, and we'll go from there. So it sucks. Part of the business. Coaches know what they sign up for, and
right.
It's unfortunate, but that's the way it goes.
So you're the perfect guy to talk to about this. So I heard Paul White is a forward for Oregon, and he had a quote after, I think, their first-round win, basically saying that, Coach Altman always references his old teams and older players, and he's saying how bad I want to be a player or a team that Coach Altman talks about moving forward. And I thought, that's a powerful thing. And when we talk about this thing called culture, I think some people kind of gloss over and go, what does that really mean? I think, one of my prevailing emotions I felt, Verz, when I was playing at Creighton or playing Kansas was I didn't want to be the one to screw it up. Like, I didn't want to be the one to screw it up for the people that have come before me to that have worked so hard to get it to where it is. And I'd imagine that was probably every time you went to practice and you guys took the field in the 90s, you didn't want to screw it up for Mike Rozier and Turner Gill and Irving Fryer and Coach Osborne. And, like, that is something that I think, unfortunately, Nebraska basketball's just never really had. And I think that's something that Scott Frost is really working like hell to make sure Nebraska captures again.
On the basketball side, you know, you'd like to have them have a reverence for, you know, Piatkowski.
Yes.
Or Eric Strickland. Like, hey, but so many of these kids are gone. You know, before Pike was, or when Pike was out of the league, they weren't even born yet. You know, Strick, same way. So it's a unique situation where they can, you have to sell. You're going to be the one that they pass it on to, or you're going to be the one that they worry not to let down. You know, that's, I don't think, I think you can fully understand it until you get out to an age. But you are correct 100%. We went to practice every day, and it, you know, the practice was the practice. You knew it was going to be intense. You knew it was going to be fun. But I didn't want to let, you know, guys like Kevin Raymakers and Perella and Kenny Malin and Jimmy Scott and Will Shields and you know, all these guys that had taken time out of their day to just check on me.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I was just a pissant kid from Grand Island that wanted a chance to play football, and you know, that's what it was. So those guys, that was the, and I think there's a lot of positions like that. You know, Baron Miles is the guy. It's one of the fun things that I love with this little experiment we're doing with Foreman and Burzall podcast. Is
right,
just interviewing the fellas and say, hey, you know, who is the guy for you? Baron Miles came up in our interview today. Baron Miles never gets enough credit.
No.
Got 5'8", 160 pounds, runs, you know, 4'6", 40, shut down every team's best receiver. On them, like, you know, stink on ass.
Mm-hmm.
But in the annals of it, it gets lost. When you hear that name, it makes you smile and makes you happy. Nebraska's got to have some kid like that that comes in and has a great career. And then they say, hey, the next guy's like, I'm going to do this so I don't let, just for an example, Isaiah Roby down.
There's like, no question.
That's the other piece that scares the crap out of me, too. Is the waiting and waiting and waiting. You know, your new coach could probably get to that kid and say, hey, you have these dreams of the NBA. I've been there. Here's what you're deficient on. You know, let's work on this next year and improve the stock. So that's why any length of time now is going to get annoying to me, and it just needs to happen quick.
Yeah, because I actually think, because, again, I just think back to Coach Altman would do this all the time. I think talking about the past is – a lot of people around here sometimes want to poop. I think that's actually a good thing. I think anything you can do to elicit pride in where you currently are and what you're currently doing, that's an important thing. And I just like, when I heard Paul White, the Oregon player's quote, it was like, oh my God, I felt the exact same way. Like, I was like, all I ever wanted was to, maybe in the future, maybe at some point when Dana has been talking to his teams at Oregon, he said, fellas, I had a guy, Nick Ball now, fellas. He did that. You know what I mean? Like, and you hope that at some point Coach Osborne said, guys, I had, you know, Matt Verzal was it. You know, like, you want to be that guy that they bring up. And that's where the past is a good thing.
Amen. Amen, bud. And the people that get pissed, you know, they say, oh, Nebraska fan living in the past. Easy to point that finger when you got no past.
Right.
You got nothing to base success off of.
And you're not telling stories just to tell stories. You're telling stories that's the thing.
There it is. Because that's, I mean, from the Kansas side on down, right, of your career.
Yeah.
So you got a twofold deal there where it's like, hey, even if you caught your coach's eye doing one thing, I tell the story when we were in, it was a Thursday practice, Aaron Graham had class or some tests or something. So I had to take all the reps. Okay, it's raining. We're running, you know, shotgun stuff, hurry up offense. Brooke Behringer's quarterback. Brooke Behringer's 6'5". And I'm going snapping a shotgun. I'm throwing it. And then one of them, my airman, I launch this ball over his head. He verticals up, doesn't even touch it. Like, this thing's touching the sun. And Coach Tenneper then was gone the next day, so our lineman meetings were with the backs and or the quarterbacks. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, please don't get to this part of the film. We're going to have to watch me do this. Like, he's just going to get rid of me. I'm like, they're just going to get rid of me. So here we go. it's kind of getting late in meetings. I'm like, I got this. And he fast forwarded. And I was like, oh my God, dude, what are you doing to me here? Pauses on the play, plays the play, balls up above Brooks and he freezes it. He goes, now, Verbs, he goes, Brooks got about a 30 plus inch vertical and he's 6'5". He's not even touching the ball. His wingspan is like, yes, sir. And he goes, what happened here? I was like, Coach, I screwed it up. I'm like, I screwed it up. There's nobody to blame but me.
Yep.
And then he looked, and I was like, oh, boy. I'm like, it's over. It is over 100%. First all out. And he goes, I've been coaching football a long time. And I was like, oh, God. I'm like, I'm going to be the first guy to, like, kick off the team or something.
Right.
And he goes, nobody's ever given me that answer. And he goes, that's a great answer. He goes, thank you for that answer. And I was like, can I stay?
Crisis averted. Yeah.
Did you clean out my locker already? Like, what happened? And they turned it on and away we went. But, you know, that stuck with me. He made mention of it before. He said, hey, that's still a great answer. I was like, well, I use it a lot.
Yeah.
So trust me.
You know,
I screw up play today. But that little infantile, meaningless piece to anybody else means a lot to me. It means a lot. You know, some of my buddies, they give me a hard time about it. But those things matter in history and culture, in the way you choose to operate. You know, one of the listeners on the show sent me a book. I'm reading a book about, you know, leadership stuff. And it's in there, just like, be accountable.
Right.
And that's a piece, you know, there hasn't been much of that. And so now you can get guys and you tie history on it. Like, I'm accountable to, forever in my life, I'm accountable to those guys that came before me.
No question.
Okay, so when I'm on the radio and they give me a hard time because, like, hey, you run in your mouth. I'm like, yeah, you know, but it's funny. We make it as well. I'm still accountable to them to this day. And that's the way it should be, and that's the way that I love about it, right? Because I want that. Those are my buddies. Those are my friends. If we don't hold each other accountable even to this day, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. What's your point?
Mm-hmm.
So it all ties in. It all makes sense for those that have been super successful or super competitive. It is what it is.
Yeah.
If you can't turn back to your history, then, you know, what are you doing?
I just felt like, you know, I know Coach Altman's had a lot of success. I mean, heck, they went to the Final Four a couple years ago, but something about that quote from Paul White, I was like, he's got it. I was like, Coach Altman's got it. He's got it going. Because that,
and like I said this morning, between him and that kid trying to rip the rim off the backboard, I mean,
man,
that's a team nobody wants to play.
Kenny Wooten, hey, bro.
Buddy.
Kenny Wooten's putting his nipples on the rim and beating things to the 18th row right now. Like,
Kenny, whatever that rim did you, it's sorry, bud.
I mean, damn. But here's the thing, like, you could reference things like, you know what I bet at some point a conversation Coach Altman had with Kenny Wooten this year was, so Jordan Bell, who is stud on the team that went to the Final Four and is now, he's been with the Warriors, and he said, mm-hmm. you know, he's like, Kenny, Jordan Bell, he thought about blocking shots for us, bud, and it changed our team, you know? And, like, all of a sudden now Kenny is like, okay, I'll be like Jordan Bell. And just block shots and find that. Like, those are the little things, though, that you got to have in your back pocket. He's like, okay, yeah, I want to be like Jordan Bell. And that stuff matters, man.
When you can draw those correlations, it makes it that much easier. Because if that kid cares, they're going to go get some film. And they're going to look at, who's he comparing me to? I don't know this guy. And then you go look at it, right? And you see it. Like, oh, okay. I can see I see what they're talking about. But also self-examination.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kenny Wooten, I'd be like, okay, well, I don't know what that means, but I'm going to go check out this kid's film. He's playing with the Warriors now. That's pretty cool. Oh, man, this guy's just swatting shots and dunking. Okay, I'm in. Let's work on this. This is my role. Clear definition of role probably is another one. You know, I've talked quite a while that I can't decipher what Nebraska tries to do when it gets the nut cut.
Right.
What's your go-to, you know? I know some teams that I watch are going to go to a high-low, you know, pick-and-pop type thing. It's going to enter. There's going to be two hard cuts, and then we're going to move the ball around and get an open three. When Nebraska gets it, it's like, okay, we're going to kind of half-ass run a little weave, and then I'm going to get stuck on a dribble. Then I'm going to jump up and awkwardly throw it over there somewhere. If I can't get you coached up to have something that we can, that's our bread and butter in 7 years, then I'm not building culture. I'm not building something somebody wants to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the best case. But what are you building that someone wants to follow?
Yeah, right. Right. It's a good way to put it.
That exists, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to put it.
That would be my rant.
I like it. Well, you manned it up. You added testosterone. That's what we want from you, Verz. We appreciate you, man. We appreciate you grinding for us as always, brother. Thank you.
George is supposed to play me some Jermaine Dupri. So, George, where y'all now?
Well, you know, I mean, is George ready with this? Is George ready with this? Is he ready to go as I'm buying him time? DJ George.
Hit me on the out, George, while you stumble around and try to find me.
I love it. We'll try to get some Jermaine Dupri on your way out. Thank you, Maddie.
Be good, boys.
You got it. Verz, dropping knowledge, joins us every single Monday at this time. All right. Hey, go check out the podcast. Verz, Schaaf, tons of thoughts on Nebraska, Creighton NIT, NCAA Tournament, Duke, Central Florida. I mean, we talked about Gronk retiring. Tons we tackled today. Okay. Are you good? What's going on?
Nope. We're just going to go.
We're just going to go. Okay. All right. I like it. All right. We'll get our crossover game right.
I pulled up the dirty version.
Yeah, we don't want that. George, we don't want that.
Yep. I was like, nope.
Nope. That's not what we want. All right, we'll get our crossover game right next.